Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, September 2nd, recording at 8:01 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, it's a good day on Wall Street here today, and really this is in line with my comments this week since returning from holiday on Tuesday, saying that markets looked a bit better. First we had all those rallies from, I'm talking about stock markets now, stock markets looked a little bit better. First we had those rallies that began around the 16th of August. And that's a time when sentiment was really quite bearish, as you will certainly recall. And when short-term indicators were oversold, nothing unusual about that during a sell-off, but that bearish sentiment and markets had broken support in a number of cases. If you take the stock market indices around the globe, and then they maintained those downward breaks, and they started to rise as the oil price was coming off. And I've mentioned that this action. And particularly the firmness that we've seen in a number of Asian markets, which I regard as leaders, or at least the emerging Asian markets as cycle leaders, has suggested to me that maybe we were going to have a better period in here from, say, the third week of October onwards, but that it already commenced in terms of possibly establishing some important lows. Now, those are highly qualified comments, and I said first we have to pay a lot of attention to those August lows. If they're taken out for more than a day or two, that would really scupper this hypothesis that I've been formulating over the last 3 days. And the other factor is a big, huge qualification is the price of crude oil, and that will certainly be a major influence, and that's been interesting here today, and I will come back to it before too long. But sticking with these stock markets here today, remember this is today and over the next few weeks, remember this is a bit of a dodgy period historically for stock markets. I'm talking about the month of September now, we could easily, well, I wouldn't be at all surprised if we didn't see a further consolidation, and that consolidation really looked like it had started last Friday. But if we get through September with those August lows holding, and then you get past the first half of October jitter period, and if we still get that firm tone in Asia, and I give this a better than 50-50 possibility, and then we could see some meaningful gains during the fourth quarter of this year and carrying into the first quarter of next year. Another qualification, not as important as the price of crude oil, is that President Bush stays ahead in the polls overall. And you might say, well, what's the relevance of that to the Asian stock markets, the emerging Asian stock markets, which I tend to prefer and have all along? And the relevance of that is that nothing's going to really unleash from Wall Street in a significant way, in my view. So really we do require a steadier Wall Street to enable some of those Asian markets to run strongly on the upside. So that's the hypothesis. And a candidate to be in there, even rivaling India, Thailand, and Indonesia, which were very much the pace setters last year, could well be Malaysia. I listed that chart yesterday, a couple of charts, monthly and a weekly chart for the KLCI index, but today I've posted a chart on the Malaysian fund. I think that's managed by Morgan Stanley. I'll check that out tomorrow, the next few days, but I'm pretty sure that's the case. That's a U.S. listed closed-end fund, as they call them in the U.S., which means it's an investment trust selling at that 9.25% percent discount, and that could well improve. And I've talked about the Anwar situation and the good news of his release, which I do feel will improve global investor sentiment towards Malaysia. Okay, I will also, if not tomorrow, I've got some important appointments that I cannot avoid here tomorrow, but if not tomorrow, on Monday I'll be posting a number of charts of the Eastern European stock markets, which have also, well, they have been the real pace setters in here quite recently. So again, emerging markets, though, that's where I think the real growth potential is going to be during the secular bear market on Wall Street. All right, what else have we got here to talk about this evening? And I should just give you just some figures here. The Asian markets were quiet, a little bit mixed, but another new high in Australia, the Asia Pacific markets. Europe up across the boards, and not big gains, but certainly if Wall Street holds these levels, we'll see powerful openings in Europe tomorrow. And we've got the Dow up 89 as I speak, and nearly 10 points on the S&P, and 19 on the NASDAQ index. What I should then also mention is these government bond markets. Now, they're softer in here today. Mind you, they had a big up day yesterday and the day before. Down 25 ticks in here today. And I posted a chart of those yesterday as well. But there's an interesting chart of the yield in that report that I put up today, I think by Mark Stevenson of CLSA. And it's back on an area that could well prevent yields from falling much further back on a trend line level. And when I look at the chart, I'm thinking this rally that we've seen in the U.S. government bonds is really getting overextended. And so I would expect that to be rolling over and showing some pattern deterioration before long. And if we do see that, that will create another important selling opportunity in the government bonds. Now, I would also want to see the JGBs deteriorate, and they've been up pretty much on consecutive days here for the last, I think it's about the last week or possibly more. And I'll be keeping a close eye on that as well, because the play, if not right now, over the next few months, may well be to short some of these government bond markets and to be increase long exposure in some of the stock markets for a medium-term rally during the fourth quarter of this year and the first quarter of next year. Okay, in terms of currency markets, doesn't look to me like there's a great deal going on in here today. The dollar is slightly firmer against the background of this Wall Street rally, but I don't see any big drama in here right now or enticing potential on the charts. In terms of the most of the commodity markets, quiet day, a bit of profit taking in most of the metals, although I see not in silver, 681 on the December contract. These metals remain a long-term bull category area. But some of the charts, as I'm continuing my review of various different charts of interest to most of us, they, after the very strong rallies that we had seen up until August, really the rallies from sort of May, June, and July, that a number of them look potentially vulnerable to shakeouts, and indeed we'd seen quite a significant shakeout in nickel during the month of August and carrying into September. So some of those look a little bit softer, or vulnerable, I should say, and that would be vulnerable to downside corrections, and that would fit in with my script for stronger stock markets over the fourth quarter of this year. And gold price, for instance, trading at 405.95 right now. That's down 290 as I speak. Not a big move on this. And gold, of course, has had a very steady, generally steady performance recently. Crude oil. Now that is interesting because we had a follow-through on the upside here this morning and this afternoon, and the crude oil NYME actually got up to 45.37, and I think it was up about $1.30 at that stage, $1.37 to be precise. But then it fell back and closed up only 6 cents, 44.06. So it left a lot of tail on the upside on the chart for today, and that has certainly been a factor, I believe, encouraging this stock market rally. Okay, I think that's a wrap, folks. So have an excellent evening.